Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking this week about showing mercy, about receiving mercy, about loving the accused, whether that accused is ourself or whether it is those around us, but loving like Jesus loves. And today we'll talk specifically and pray about finding mercy in our time of need. And the good news is God says that's possible. As a matter of fact, God's the one that we find it from. Hebrews 4, verse 16 says, "Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Excuse me. Our approach to God is, well, sometimes a matter of contrast. There's a humility, there's a submission, there's an awareness of how unworthy we really are. But there's also a joy and a confidence and a belonging that we ought to have in Christ. And the writer of Hebrews talks quite a bit about the advantage we have of having a high priest, having an intercessor, having Jesus that represents us, that clothes us with his righteousness, that makes it possible for us to approach God's throne with a combination of all of those things, with humility and confidence, with need and with results. And what an incredible privilege to know that God's desire is to help us. Growing up, and there were times where, like most, if not all children, I did not understand the help that my parents wanted to give me. I did not understand always the help they did give me. And there were times where I was uncertain about asking for that help, uncertain about what their response would be, and was immature enough to believe that the only helpful response would be the one that agreed with me. Looking back and becoming a parent myself, I realize how wrong I was. That sometimes the most helpful response were the ones that were in complete disagreement with what I thought I wanted. And I believe sometimes when we approach God's throne, we lack confidence, not because we doubt God, but because there's some part of us that suspects that what we're wanting isn't what we'll get. And sometimes it's an immaturity that is asking for the wrong things. Sometimes it's sin, it's pride, it's selfishness, it's greed, it's something within us that has directed us in a way that isn't proper. But when it comes to grace, when it comes to mercy, when it comes to those gifts of God, we have confidence that we can find those things in, at the throne of God. Seeking grace, seeking mercy, generally requires an element of humility, an element of awareness that we're in need, which not likely we will seek out mercy if we think we can win on our own. I think of some of the old games we would play as kids. There were a variety of them that were really tests of strength, so to speak, of some kind, and in the midst of it, there would be this out, this ability to call for mercy. And sometimes we would cry uncle, and I never really figured out why uncle was such a key word in that, but sometimes it was simply mercy. But at the heart of it was this admission that I'm defeated. I need you to stop. I need what is against me to no longer be against me. And there are times where God says we find ourselves in that point of crying uncle, of declaring our need for mercy, that what is against me is too great for me to handle, too great for me to overcome. And even as kids, we realized when there was that cry for mercy, when there was that admission that we were defeated, that it was not proper, it was not right to continue with the actions against someone. And again, this was, in our world, these were games. We weren't trying to harm anyone. It was just, but there was an awareness that there were limits. And God says that we can have confidence in approaching His throne of grace, that we will find mercy. We will find grace, that He will withdraw His case against us when we come to Him and say, I can't do it. I'm defeated. That's the heart of repentance, of realizing that I need God's mercy. I've sinned. I've done wrong. I am too weak. I have too much against me. Too much that I brought on myself. And in a sense, God says, I know. But I needed you to realize that. And when we realize our need, we have confidence to go to God, declare that need, and find mercy and grace. I love that scripture out of Hebrews we looked at. He says we find mercy and grace in our time of need. And so we realize within the context that we are not only declaring our need for God, we are declaring our need for mercy and grace. We are declaring our need for Him. And when we look at how we love the people around us, how we experience God's love for us, when those around us cry out, "Uncle, I give up, I can't do this, it's too hard," what is our response? Do we represent Jesus well in that they are able to find grace and mercy, not just from God and from His throne, but from us? We've talked about this already this week, that God says that the merciful are blessed because they will find mercy. Because we found God's mercy, we ought to extend that mercy to others. And it's almost this circular thing that as we extend the mercy that we found in God, we receive even greater mercy. Living life has us in a position to be humble, to show mercy, to extend grace, to love people like Jesus, not only like Jesus loves them, but like Jesus loves us. That's our example. That's ought to be our experience. We approach God's throne with confidence because we've seen His nature. And those around us can approach His throne with confidence because they have seen His nature in us. They know. The Bible says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The grace, the mercy. We admit, we know, we realize what we deserve, and it is not good. And again, as children, we often try our very best to cover up those things. It wasn't generally my first choice to go to my parents seeking grace and mercy for the wrong that I had done. My first choice was to cover it up and make sure they didn't know about it. That rarely worked. But the better choice was coming into agreement with them, admitting my wrong, and still being loved, of receiving that grace and mercy that says, we can do better, and will help. And the good news about coming to God's throne in confidence, receiving grace and mercy, is, in a sense, He says that same thing. I know. But with my help, you can do better. And so not only is it a forgiveness, not only is it a gift, not only is it mercy, but it really is help in our time of need. And while the need does include forgiveness, while the need does include mercy, the need includes help. The help to overcome, the gift of God's Spirit to lead and guide and direct us in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake, for the sake of the name of Jesus that we represent. As we spend time praying today, the question really comes is twofold. How much confidence do I have in approaching God's throne, and why? That's one question. The other is, when people watch me, when they hear me, when they experience and interact with me, how much confidence do they have in approaching God's throne because of what they've seen and heard from me? Am I representing Jesus in the way that I extend grace and mercy? Am I receiving God's grace and mercy in a way that shows others just how much God loves us? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You have made a way for us to approach Your throne with confidence. Yes, there are other things involved. There's humility, there's repentance, there's submission. But in all of it, there is confidence. Confidence that You will provide what we need. Not because we deserve it, but because You want to, because You love us, because of Your grace, that incredible gift, that undeserved gift, but also because of Your mercy. So, Father, as we live life and we realize that the many, many times that we are in over our head, that we are defeated by something that we can't overcome on our own, that we will never overcome on our own, may we have the confidence, the courage, the humility to cry out to You and find mercy. That You would lift us from that situation, that You would strengthen us, that You would sit with us in the midst of it until we can, through the power of Jesus and Your Spirit, rise above it. Father, today, may we have the confidence to admit our need, to come to You, to receive not always what we want, but always what we need, always what is beneficial. And Father, as we love the people around us like You love us, may we live in such a way that they have confidence in not only seeking mercy and grace from You, but from us as well. May we be messengers and dispensers of that mercy, of that grace. May our interactions with others help them to know of our love. May it help them to know of Your love. Father, may we realize the great need that is common among all people. A need for the forgiveness of our sin, the need to be made right with You, the need that none of us can accomplish either on our own or together. except through you, except through Jesus. And so may we confidently approach the one that can help, knowing that what we find, regardless of how closely it resembles what we want, what we find will always be what we need. And so, God, today, as we approach your throne of grace, may we find help. May your mercy and grace meet us in our time of need. And may it empower us to represent Jesus well to those around us in their time of need. May they see in us an example that gives them confidence to also approach your throne of grace. And Father, as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.